You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
This interview is brought to you by Anglo American. Together, we are shaping a better future.
Just sticking to all things mining, all mining matters, given the ongoing indaba that wrapped up the second day today, the first indaba to be taking place since 2020, when all conferencing had to go virtual because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the subsequent lockdowns. So the theme, the main theme for this year's mining conference is evolution of African mining, and it's looking at investing in the energy transition in ESG, so that speaks to environmental, social and governance factors, as well as economies. And our next guest is also attending the mining indaba. I have seen him. I have seen him on several occasions so far, yesterday and today. It is Sibusiso Tshabalala. He's the external communications manager of Anglo American, a JSE listed and London listed company. Sibu, I am going to take my liberties of being that comfortable with you. And first of all, thanking you for joining the market update. And secondly, I suppose more importantly, just trying to understand from Anglo American point of view, your interpretation of this year's theme, what it means for Anglo, and how you are putting the theme into practice, as it were.
Thank you so much for the invitation, and really great seeing you and chatting to you. Look, I think one of the most important things that we as a company realized, particularly over the past 2 years, is the centrality of the mining industry to the country. If you think about it, during COVID, mining was probably one of the first industries that was allowed to keep production. And that's mainly because of the fact that we often don't realize just how mining is integral to sort of daily life. So the cell phones that we use, the buildings that we work and live in, all are products of mining in some shape or form. So I think part of this year's theme, which is very much a focus on the energy transition, is not only about that aspect of the energy transition from high carbon emissions to low carbon emissions, but it's actually got to do with how we make mining a bit more relatable to everyone else. And I think one of the things that we at Anglo American are very, very excited about is almost positing this idea that mining is everybody's industry. We have 8 billion people in the world, or close to 8 billion people in the world, and each and every day, all of those people rely on mining in some shape or form. If we look at South Africa, with a population of about 60 million people, this is an industry whose production value last year was just over 1.2 trillion rand. I mean, that's a massive, massive amount. And of course, these are all big numbers, and they sound impressive. But one of the other challenges that we are very consciously aware of is how we connect better to our communities. Mining has a very particular history in this country, a very difficult history, because it is quite sort of intertwined with the history of this country. So I think it's a very exciting industry to be in, and I think certainly what the indaba this year is trying to do, after this two-year hiatus due to COVID, is really get us to reflecting a bit on the role that mining will continue to play in sort of future development.
Mm. And it's about a shared value, right? It's about everyone Absolutely. Benefiting from that future development. And just, I suppose, help us understand exactly what Anglo is doing in that regard, what work you're doing in trying to build a more sustainable future, more sustainable mining future for all industry stakeholders, and how innovation is playing a part in that.
Well, that's a lovely question, Fifi, and I'm obviously going to take the sort of opportunity for a bit of a quick ad here. So two interesting sort of initiatives that we have. The first is something that is called the Impact Catalyst, so a very interesting term for a multi-stakeholder project. So a number of parties are part of it: Exaro, the IDC, Vitari, World Vision, and a whole host of people. And it's really based on this idea that typically, if you think about the mining regions across the country, be it the Free State Goldfields, be it the West Rand, where you had a lot of gold mining historically, and you still have some of that right now. And many others across the length of the country, even in Limpopo, the Northwest, or even in the Northern Cape. When you have a mine, there's almost a tendency for the mine to become sort of the epicenter of economic activity. But of course, mines have finite lives. Typically after 30, 40 years, and in some instances, way less than that, the resources that we mine get depleted, which means that we probably have to start looking elsewhere for those resources. So the Impact Catalyst is very focused on thinking through how we build economic activity that sustains the communities around those operations beyond our own existence, which I think is a very powerful thing, because it says even if you have a depletion of resources and you cannot mine anymore, any community around that operation should not suffer because there is no longer economic activity. And so in Limpopo, for example, we've done some very interesting work around 3D printing, game farming and the likes, because those are industries that are not only interesting from attracting skills and talents, particularly those of young people, but also quite important in really diversifying the sort of base of the regional economies. Another exciting one, which I think everyone in the country by now would have heard and seen it, is the work that we've done in developing the world's first and largest hydrogen mine haul truck. And so I think people probably think, well, why are these people excited about a truck? But the reality is that this truck, effectively over time, if we roll out the entire fleet of about 400 trucks across operations globally, we would be able to reduce our on-site emissions by 80%. Which is quite substantial. But more importantly, this particular sort of prototype of the truck builds a case for us to support the hydrogen economy in South Africa, which means that we think through the manufacturing of the components of it and how you localize some of those skills within the communities that we're in. So really two interesting examples of the intersection between innovation and sustainability and how those are very much about shared value, to the point that you made earlier on.
Mm. Well, if one or two people didn't know about your super truck, your huge truck, they know now, Sibu. Thanks so much for that. That was Sibu Siso Shabalala. He is the External Communications Manager at Anglo American. Just really speaking about what has been happening so far at the mining in Durban, the particular focus of the company and their role in creating shared value, a very important theme as we build our future post the COVID-19 pandemic.
This interview was powered by Anglo American. Together, we are shaping a better future.
Ever wondered what innovation-led mining for a sustainable future means? At Anglo American, it means future smart mining. Our innovation-led pathway to sustainable mining and the blueprint for the future of our business.
We are developing and implementing step change innovations that are transforming the very nature of mining.
NuGen, our zero emission haulage solution, is part of our Future Smart Mining program and represents what it means to think differently about mining.
Visit Anglo American South Africa to learn more about how we are decarbonizing our business to achieve our 2040 carbon neutrality goals. Together, we are shaping a better future. Anglo American.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.